Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, December 10th, 2018. Today, in 1984, the United Nations General Assembly recognized the Convention Against Torture. The Federal Ministry of the Interior, or BMI, is responding to criticism of its controversial repatriation poster campaign. Today, it invited the initiators of the petition Weg mit Rückkehrwerbung des BMI to a discussion. The Berlin petitioner Hanna Hubner wants to hand over 30,000 collected signatures and offer constructive criticism. She sees it as a, quote, great opportunity to present the criticism to the Ministry of the Interior from different perspectives and to create an awareness of what went wrong with this campaign. The Federal Ministry of the Interior is currently calling on refugees who have no prospects of staying to return to their home countries via posters. Your country, your future, now is written in large letters on the posters hanging on numerous advertising spaces in the city area. The message is accompanied by further information stating voluntary return up to 12 months extra housing costs covered if you sign up before December 31st, 2018. This text can be read in German, but also in English, French, Arabic, Russian, Pashto, and Farsi. In addition, the flags of Afghanistan, Russia, Egypt, India, Lebanon, Turkey, and some African countries wind their way across the billboards. Along with criticism, the supporters of the petition want to discuss with the BMI how the return can be advertised differently in the future. In Hubner's opinion, the poster was not tested on how it would be received amongst the target group, otherwise there wouldn't have been a controversy. Instead of addressing people with no prospects of getting a residence, the various flags suggested that those here living legally with a migration background were also undesirable in Germany. The current version of the BMI campaign will continue until the end of the year, but Hubner hopes that the BMI will reconsider its advertising strategy after the interview on Monday and revise the campaign. As in previous years, the Berlin Tierheim, or animal shelter, will not rehome its inhabitants shortly before and after Christmas to new owners. From December 19th to the 27th, no animals will be adopted out at Europe's largest animal shelter. According to a Tierheim spokesperson, the measure is about preventing impulse gifts that are chosen at short notice without thought, possibly for lack of other ideas, and without consultation with the family. And it's often the case that children's wishes change quickly. If the gift turns out to be a stupid idea, it can lead to the animal being returned to the shelter after Christmas, or, in the worst case, abandoned. Many large animal shelters therefore do not rehome around Christmas. The placement stop applies to all animal species. Consultations on the purchase of a pet are nevertheless possible. An illegal poker game in the back room of a Charlottenburg bar was stopped by the police on Friday night. Around midnight, police officers, public prosecutors, and employees of the Public Order Department arrived for a large-scale raid. After the end of the search, the establishment was officially closed and sealed, and the poker table was secured as evidence. The search was only one of many in several pubs, clubs, and private apartments in Charlottenburg and Wilmersdorf. The measure was based on ongoing investigations by the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office into the, quote, criminal and commercial organization of illegal gambling. A police spokeswoman said that with previously obtained court decisions between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m., in addition to the bar and a, quote, brothel-like business on Leibnizstrasse, another restaurant on Schlüterstrasse, and five apartments in Charlottenburg, Wilmersdorf, Wilhelmstadt, and Schönflies in Brandenburg were searched. the number of small firearm carrying permits has more than doubled since 2014, from just under 9,000 to almost 19,000 at the end of October of 2018. So-called small firearms are alarm and gas pistols, which are usually non-lethal but can seriously injure a target. According to a survey by the Federal States, the trend towards more gun licenses can also be observed nationwide. At the end of October of 2018, a total of almost 600,000 small firearms licenses were registered. In 2014, the figure was 261,332, or less than half. In recent years, uncertainty caused by terrorist attacks, for example, was repeatedly cited as a possible reason for the increased interest in allowances. Andreas Schuster of the Brandenburg Police Union explains the high increase as an expression of increasing subjective insecurity among the population, fear of crime, and fear of assault. According to him, the reason for this is also a decrease in perceived security as police personnel have been reduced in the last 10 years. Jörg Redick, deputy federal chairman of the police union, reacted with concern and warned of getting American conditions in Germany. According to Redick, there is a danger that weapons will not be used properly and that their owners will endanger themselves. Irina Mihalik, spokeswoman for domestic policies for the Green parliamentary group in the Bundestag, said that more private weapons would not create more security. Rather, they would have the potential to escalate conflicts into violence. A minimum of 18 years is required for the small firearms license, and applicants must also be considered reliable and suitable. The small firearms license allows the concealed carrying of alarm guns and signal weapons, as well as irritant gas. The weapons may only be used in an emergency. However, there are no conditions for the purchase. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.